How's it going, everybody? It's your boy, Davey, on everything, and welcome back to the Solo Show. Today is Solo Show number 9. Thank you guys for coming by and checking it out. Today, I'm going to be just going through a part of my life when I was younger that now it seems so distant and so foreign that it's weird that it was even part of my life. But and what I'm referring to is my time as an alter server. If you don't know what an alter server is a... almost like a staff member, but not staff member at all, of the Catholic Church. And basically what the role of the altar server is to help the priest perform the mass, the Sunday mass, whatever mass you're going to. So they're up at the front of the altar with the priest. You, as an altar server, that mass, you would have a specific role. So I'm going to go ahead and get into that story now. So sit down, shut the fuck up, and open your ears. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think that they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, I just want you to know who I am. Alrighty, guys, so... when I was 11, 12 years old, I should preface this by saying I'm not a religious person at all. I'm not a Christian by any means at this point in my life. My family, none of my family members are specifically religious either, and nobody goes to church. None of my family members go to church. So I just want to say, start off by saying that. But at the same time, my parents took us to church every Sunday pretty well until I was probably 13 or 14 years old. Basically, as soon as my older brother got a job and he was going to be working weekends, we kind of just said, fuck it, and we stopped going to church. And I think the reason for that is because, you know, my parents, not very religious people, you know, at that time, it was just kind of what you did. It was like, okay, I'm going to bring my kids to the church. They're going to learn some good lessons and they're going to be... productive members of society. That's kind of more or less what it was, I think, where my parents were just trying to instill some sort of value system in me. So once we got to the age where it was like, okay, this either worked or it didn't, we just stopped going. Okay, so when I was like 11 or 12 years old, I decided, or someone must have approached me. I think maybe my mom asked about it, or the priest approached me or something. And we... I ended up getting involved in altar serving. So there was always kids and it was free. Like, you didn't get paid to do this. You were just there to kill time and during mass. It gave you something to do during mass. That's the way I looked at it. So I get involved. You kind of, there's like a very slight training process where, you know, you have to learn how to do the different stations. So basically you look at it like a team, right? There'd be like the priest, and there would be like six positions that had to be filled. And usually you would have like four altar servers or so. And one of them would do a couple jobs. Another one would do a couple jobs. And then everyone else kind of took one job. Part of that would just be like helping with communion. Most of it actually kind of surrounded the process of communion. So that was like the main role in the altar server's position, was helping with communion and getting the communion blessed and out to the crowd. So I fucking, man, I'll tell you this. There was lots of people that were like veteran altar servers, even as kids, like they'd been doing it for years. I hopped into that position and I immediately just like took over. I was just, I'm going to be the altar server. Like I'm going to fucking make all these other altar servers look like complete amateurs. And that's kind of what I did, honestly. I was like, already after just a few times, I knew the positions, and I was already like helping other people do their jobs and like when the timing of things, because it's all about timing. Like there's very specific times where you had to do the action, right? It's like, okay, the priest just said that. Okay, go ahead, cue altar server number two, go ahead. So I had already like gotten so... it's not a hard job, but, and I'm also just a kid. I gotten so good at the job that it was like, all right. And at that time, there wasn't like a whole lot of older kids doing altar serving. A lot of it was like 9-year-olds, 10-year-olds. Like I said, I was 12, 11, 12, maybe 13. So I was like on the older end of the altar servers. So I kind of already just took a leadership position when I joined on. So I was doing the altar server thing for, honestly, I couldn't even tell you how long, but I know I did it like all of grade six. The whole year I was altar serving. And what came with that is like, yeah, you were there every Sunday. You'd be up there serving if you showed up on time, because eventually it got to the point where there was actually a demand. And if you showed up too late, you wouldn't be able to serve that day and you'd have to go sit out in the benches. The kind of things that came with doing this was, you know, you would be there Sunday, and if there was too many altar servers that showed up that day, it was first come, first serve. So you could easily just get turned away. You had to be there a little bit ahead of time for Mass because you had to prepare for the Mass. So if too many altar servers showed up and you came in late, you're not going to get to serve that day. You're going to have to sit in the pews like everyone else. And okay, for people who've never seen an altar server before, I'm sure you've seen a priest or some kind of minister or something. They wear the big gowns with the white gown dress thing, whatever they call it. And the altar servers wore something very similar. It'd be the white gown, and I can't remember what these things are called, so I apologize. And then you would either wear a red or you wear... Sorry, it was a either red or black gown. And on top of that, you would wear a white, like, short sleeve kind of thing, from what I remember. So just Google it, altar server attire. So you put on your gown and blah, 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 and you go do the Mass. Do you every Sunday? Sometimes there was Masses throughout the week. So I was a Sunday server. I was only there to serve on Sundays. And then the odd time you would get called out of school to do a funeral. And that was pretty cool. So you could just leave school and you would go to the church and they would you would serve for a funeral. And I did that a bunch of times. The best case scenario was on a Saturday, there would be a wedding and they would need an altar server and they would pay you, like, the bride and groom would tip you, say, like $10-$20 to be the altar server for their wedding. So for me, I loved it because I'm, you know, you're 12 years old. If I make $10 or $20, I'm like, I'm laughing. I'm loving that. So, and listen, I know what you guys are thinking. No, I was never touched or any of that nonsense from the Catholic priests. I know they have a history. I or nobody that I know involved in the game had anything inappropriate happen to them. I just want to say that ahead of time. But so fast forward, I'm doing this like maybe a year or two, I want to say. And then I find out that my priest had nominated me for altar server of the year. So I'm like, I don't know what that means, but I would love to win some kind of award. With that came, weirdly enough, came jealousy from people that had been serving longer than me. I might have at that point actually only been serving about a year. So there was like some jealousy kicking around. People thought that I shouldn't have won because I wasn't some seasoned veteran of serving and blah, blah, blah. It was kind of like a big deal. I don't know. Anyways, I won altar server of the year. And it turns out that only really applied for my church. So, I mean, not really even a big deal. I went to this ceremony where there was like another 20 whatever altar servers also winning. They gave me a freaking medal with a red lanyard. And there was like a whole ceremony for me winning altar server of the year. So looking back, it's just bizarre that that was even something that I did or something that was part of my life. Like, it seems very strange to me now, especially now. Like, I don't go to church. I'm not a Christian. And it just seems like a lifetime ago, or even just some like weird distant memory of mine in present day, because it's just not something that's part of my life at all anymore. So, you know, for the time that I was an altar server, I actually had a pretty good time. You know, you were there, it was just a bunch of other kids. You guys were up on the, you know, you felt like you're up on a big stage. You were up there with the priest and you had a little job to do, and it just, you were kind of part of something, right? So would I do it now? No. Would I have my kids do it? No. But I definitely look back on it with like decent memories. Like, there was no negative memories attached to altar serving. It's just something that I did for a year or two there, filled some time in instead of sitting in the pews with my parents. I was up on the big stage with Mr. Priest hanging out, holding a candle, serving some wine, you know, the whole deal. So, alrighty guys, so that is this video about my time as an altar server. I'm sure I have some stories attached to that part of my life as well. I'm going to have to rack my brain. Maybe I can go into a couple stories that I have. But yeah, that's all, guys. Thank you so much for coming. Like, comment, and subscribe. Let me know if you guys have any experience with the Catholic Church. And until next time, guys, I'm Davey on Everything. This is Solo Show episode number 9. Have yourself a good day. Big cheese, all design of my jacket. Work hard, I'm changing my bracket. Talk tough, we ain't hear that racket. Guys came in, you know how to stack it. Take it wrong, but I'ma need my ends, though. I got tigers on my chest like Kenzo. Rail came, yeah, you putting that Benz, though. Carol's here, man, you know you stay ten toes. Big dog, man, you know I ain't worried. Bent up, so I'm talking real slurry. Got a blast, bro, I'm always in a hurry. Big tricks, you worry like Curry. Take a yerky, ain't no, you stay passed up. You don't catch him late night, you asked out. No, I'm real, how to put an E-class up. They be like, X, nigga, how you take the fast route? 2018, it was me and Big